The State Department of Transportation today begins a 2-year construction project on the Tobin Bridge that will mean major traffic delays for Boston commuters. Repairs begin on Route 1's northbound lanes in Charlestown today. With daytime traffic down to 2 lanes, at night it'll be just 1 lane. Similar construction work will also affect southbound lanes in Chelsea starting next month. Joining us now to talk about this is State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So you mentioned a few weeks ago that the Tobin hasn't gotten an overhaul since the 1970s. Why is this the right time to start this project?
Well, that's right. It has not had any sort of major rehabilitation in a very long time, and the bridge deck is in a condition that we call structurally deficient. That means that although it's still safe, it is at the end of its useful life, and it needs to be replaced. And what we try to avoid with these kind of projects is an emergency repair. That's the worst-case scenario where we have to go out there and actually close the bridge unannounced. So this, although a painful and 2-year-long project, it is a lot less painful than having any sort of major emergency work undertaken.
So tell us about what's in store for drivers and how long you estimate delays could be for them during peak traffic hours.
It's going to be a pretty tough experience, especially for the first couple of weeks when we start the lane impacts. Our experience is that usually when we start a new project like this, it takes a little bit of time for traffic to settle in, and we expect that this will be no different. So the next 2 to 3 weeks especially, get ready for some really tough driving. So we're really pressing people to use some alternate modes of transportation and flex their schedule if possible to make sure that they try to free up as much of that peak commuting time as possible.
Also to help, there will be free Silver Line bus service in some areas, extra Blue Line trains, and easier commuter rail access between North Station and Chelsea. How much do you think that'll help, and is that going to last through the construction project?
So we're planning on having that last through the construction project. It's a little bit tough to predict exactly how much that will help long term, but our hope is that that's a really good, viable alternative for people and that we are going to incentivize them to take advantage of it. The Silver Line bus especially, for those folks who do take the bus over the bridge, that's going to be a great alternative for you. You're not going to have to cross the bridge with a Silver Line, so you're not going to experience any sort of delays. So that's a really good alternative there that we're hoping people are going to take advantage of.
For those people for whom public transportation is not an option, are you suggesting that drivers seek alternate routes around the bridge?
Yes, we're really trying to stress that you should seek out those alternative routes. And there is a few of them, and admittedly, there's a lot of congestion during peak hours for all of those routes. So we're suggesting that you use something like a smartphone app like Waze or Google Maps, Apple Maps, et cetera, that really are going to route you to the best possible route for that time period. And if possible, the best bet is really going to be if you can have a flexible schedule, take advantage of that.
As we said, this is a long-term project. It's not expected to be finished until the spring of 2021. How confident are you of that timetable?
We're confident. We're hoping to have a really good winter next year so that we can definitely get some extra time in and work through the winter. But this is a really big project for us. You know, by comparison, last year's and the year before, the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge project, to put it in perspective for folks, this is a project that's about 11 times larger as that project. So we're using the very same techniques. We're using accelerated bridge construction. We're bringing in prefabricated deck units to put into place as quickly as possible. But it's just such a huge project that it is going to take that extended period of time.
State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bob.